Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. I am Maceo, your host.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
So we're in the podcast room. I'm Maceo, your host, and I have a very interesting group of folks in here who are going to be talking about a very interesting subject. I'd like to introduce our host for this podcast, Miss Jenny.
Hello, everybody. How many of you are Braille readers? You've made that transition here in the United States to UEB. That is our topic. We are talking about UEB, which was globally accepted by English language Braille users, but last accepted in the USA. So our topic is, how are you dealing with this transition to UEB? Can you tell us, please, your name and which Braille code did you learn first and how old you were? Here we go.
My name is Zach. I first learned the old American English system, and I'm 14 years old.
All right. And who introduced you to Braille?
My Braille teacher introduced me to Braille at second grade.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Hi, I'm Piper. I'm 15, and I first learned the old English system, and I learned it in sixth grade.
That's all right.
I'm Yael. I'm 14, and I first learned the old English Braille system in second grade.
My name is Delaney. I'm 16 years old. I learned eBay Braille when I was 5, and Sue Mangus, my Braille teacher.
I'm Brian, and I'm 17. Wait, how come it's not?
When did you first learn Braille code?
I'm Brian, I'm 17.
What did you first learn?
And I learned Braille since, let's see, maybe kindergarten.
And which Braille code?
I learned the Old English Braille. Wait, Jenny, how come so low?
Hi, my name is Kai. I'm 23 years old, and I learned the old English Braille code when I was in kindergarten.
I'm Brian Bodner. I am 17 years old, and I first learned the old English Braille system when I was only in kindergarten at 5.
Hi, my name is Cradle. I learned the old English Braille since I was 15. And I'm 15 years old. My teacher's name was Wyma De Silva, and that taught me how to do the old Braille.
Thank you, everyone. So now the question is your opinion. What's your view of UEB now? Are you using it for Braille, for communication, or for school learning, or for a job?
I personally don't like the UEB system because it's kind of just made the old system, like, it's just inconvenient to write because sentences and words are longer, and I currently do not use it, and all my materials are brailled in the old system.
I don't read Braille a lot. I'm using UEB now for pretty much everything, and I think it's fine, but maybe that's just because I'm too used to it by now to really have like an opinion.
I agree with Zach. I don't like the UEB Braille because I'm just so comfortable and attached to the eBay. write in UEB Braille. I do sometimes read in UEB Braille, but I just don't like it.
I don't write in UEB Braille, but I know some of it because I had a card with me, which I left at home, of course. But I do and don't like at the same time. Personally, what I do like is that what I like about UEB Braille is so that note takers don't confuse it. For example, in chemical formulas, if I write it in regular Braille, it will confuse it.
Excellent.
I personally still prefer the old English Braille code because it's what I'm used to, what I've grown up with, and I definitely like the fact that the contractions definitely make things shorter. But I do see the advantages of UEB mainly because it offers better back translation. There aren't as many ambiguous errors in translation with software and other electronic devices. But yeah, I definitely like the old English Braille mainly because of the contractions that helps to save space.
I personally do not really know UEB Braille yet. My Braille teacher never really got me into learning it, but from what I've seen, it's just, like Zach said, a very, very big inconvenience, and the contractions are harder to understand now.
And how about the technology you're using?
The technology I'm using is, well, I use a Braille Note Apex still, and it accepts the old English Braille code, which is what I've been used to, but I also use a Braille Note Touch, and it accepts the UEB program, which is an inconvenience to write at times.
Because it's new, you don't know what you're looking at.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
So I use a UEB, I use UEB like as soon as it came out. Like my teacher taught me how to use it like press in typewriter. But I have Braille Note Apex, so I want to change it to UEB code, because now I'm using the UEB code. So I use UEB for everything, a lot of things in my class. Or if I go to like field trips or something, I still use it because my teacher asked me to use it.
So I want to thank you all, because you are the pioneers. You are the generation that is right in the crossroads, where the old system, many textbooks are still in the old code, but the new technology produces the new code. So you're the pioneers of right in the middle, kind of knowing both. What's that like?
It's very difficult to have to deal with both systems, because you have to learn the old English system and you have to know the UEB system, and so you have to basically hybrid some things, because it would be very uneconomical to rebraille everything in UEB, so they have to keep the old system. So it's also another inconvenience in my opinion.
Okay.
For me, it was kind of difficult, because when I first started learning, I think right before they changed it officially, so my teacher would say, oh, this is BLE, but this won't exist in a year. It's kind of hard to know what to do.
They were talking to me about it before, a few years before we actually started using it, people would tell me, oh, you're going to be using this new Braille code, but don't worry, you'll need to use it in a few years, not now. And then, now we're using UEB, and I don't know, I guess I just don't really have a preference. for which Braille code I use. I'm fine with either one. Okay. Including Nemeth? Yeah, I mean, I haven't learned UAB math yet, so I still use Nemeth.
How does it feel to be a pioneer between the two codes? The new one was accepted in 2016, and now we're in 2017.
It definitely is a big adjustment. I don't really like having to stick with two codes. I would rather stick with one or the other.
I feel like it's good to know two codes. It's like knowing two languages or more.
About Nemeth?
I still use Nemeth. It's not UAB, but
okay.
Same as calculators, too.
I definitely think it's a bit of a mess right now with all the materials kind of either being in UAB or in the old English Braille code. But so far, personally, it's not been too bad for me because I was lucky I graduated high school still using the old Braille code, so there wasn't much of a transition. And occasionally, I only encounter a few documents with UAB. And if you already know the old English Braille code, it's not that bad. But I am kind of annoyed with the UAB math because there's so many extra symbols, so many extra indicators that it makes things even longer. And when it comes to efficiency and doing mathematics or any sort of scientific studies with Braille, I feel like UAB would actually contribute to blind people not wanting to be scientists because of an inefficient system that was not designed specifically by blind people who are mathematicians or scientists. Wow.
Yeah, that just blew my mind too, bro.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
Good point.
I don't know how to follow up.
Yeah. That's good podcasting.
Sorry, collecting.
Yeah,
thoughts.
Go ahead. Take your time,
Ryan.
Okay, so being a pioneer for this day of Braille, I, like I said earlier, I don't really know the UEB Braille system yet. I've just been learning it on the fly, but I personally think that being for the Nemeth code would be a very different subject from what we're talking about here today. But I don't know the UEB math system either. So, yeah.
How about Nemeth?
Like I said, I think Nemeth just was a lot more simple when it was the old English Braille system. I still use that today.
You're a pioneer. How do you feel about that?
So I feel like the first time I learned the old Braille, I only know like letter A and letter B. Since, like my teacher would like ask me what letter A number, and then I would just show her. And then, like, the old Braille was a lot more easier for me to, like, use it. But the contraction, and then, like, first I started learning the contraction. And it was kind of, like, kind of hard, but I learned the math and then the Nemeth. The Nemeth was kind of easier for me to use it. But UEB was, like, UEB was the hardest part. Until now, that is not the hardest part.
Okay.
Hmm.
A quick point. Some of you have to order your books to be made. And what did you discover about Braille code, Zach, when you are ordering your books to be transcribed?
When I ordered my books to be transcribed, my parents, since I'm in the private school system, have to hire a company privately, and they still use the old American system, and they do not use UAB. I guess, because they're like a private company, and they don't, I guess, have as much pressure as they do from the government sanctioned agencies.
Interesting. Do you have any questions you want to ask each other, or any comments that haven't been asked?
I do.
Here you go.
Here, I got my mic here. It's Maceo back. I have a question. Jenny, maybe you can explain this for those sighted people. Yeah, or any of them. What is it like? Is it like a reconstruction of reading, or is it learning a whole new language? Do you get what I'm asking?
Brian,
okay, Brian, is it just a learning curve, or is it like having to learn the process all over again?
What do you mean by learning curve?
I mean, how easy is it to go from the old to the new?
It takes a while to turn to transition.
Right, and is it like learning the process all over again, or is it this is an A what an A used to be, but this is what an A is now, and it's sort of the same, but not really.
Sort of the same.
Yeah.
Punctuation's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's punctuation different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So punctuation's different.
And composition signs, are they different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Composition are like if
capital.
Or italics.
Oh, right.
Capital's the same.
Okay.
Okay.
So some of the punctuation is different. What else is sad about it? You have to say goodbye. Yeah. Brian has his hand up. Okay. Go, Brian.
There are no more buddy words. That is a big issue I have with the UEB program because. I've been used to putting the words like of the together and with the together,
oh, yeah.
But now can't do that. It's just not right.
Sounds like it's not as user friendly is what I'm kind of getting out of it. Yael seems like she's okay with it because she's more educated in the process and being more open-minded to it. Is this correct, Yael?
Yeah.
You're okay with it because you've already gone through the process and have committed to that. Is this true?
Yeah, but I think I still, like, in the long run, I guess, prefer eBay Braille because it was just easier.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So why did people switch to this new UEB? What's the benefit of it? Why would... Yes, Zach.
The benefits are that, like, UEB is in alignment with all the other English-speaking blind world, and so... Yeah, so globally now...
Making it global.
Yes.
Okay.
And how about... What do you think the role of technology is with the symbol? Have they made it, streamlined it, so that technology can... use it more consistently.
Kreta.
My funnel, like, they change it, like, when I use it, like, it have the UEB, like, letter on it from before. So I have it on, I think they changed, like, directly. But I'm kind of okay with it. The first time I did it, I was kind of confused. But now I get it.
Gotcha.
Who changed it? Who changed it? Banna. Who's Banna?
I'm saying Habana.
Braille Authority of National...
Of North America.
Of North America. Okay. Perfect.
Do you have any other?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think everybody made really good points, but I want to also expand on the idea of sticking two words together, like of the, with the. As I just mentioned, I like that because it saves space, but if English wasn't your first language or you're still learning English consecutively, alongside learning Braille, then actually the of and the with the, with the space in it is... similar to how sighted people would see that. And so there's definitely been cases where students have made the error of combining with the, of the, when they're typing in print. And so I think that's a favor in UEB's sense, that I think it would definitely help eliminate some of those errors.
Gotcha. Huh.
One last thing I'm thinking about. Could each of you give us the region or the state you live in? Because you all are Braille users from
different
areas
states,
of our country.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as Braille clients, Braille consumers, where are you living and using Braille?
I live in Hawaii, which is Oahu. So I just people does.
Thank you.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Eastvale, California.
Eastvale, California.
Toronto, Canada.
Wow.
San Jose, California.
Carmichael, California.
Fairfax County, Virginia.
Wow.
Lindenville, Vermont.
Dallas, Texas.
Great.
Wow. So let me make sure my mic is, yeah, okay. So everybody, I want to thank you for this discussion. It has not only been enlightening for me, but for probably all of our listeners to find out how our campers who read Braille find out how they're dealing with this transition. You are pioneers. Great questions, Jenny. Thank you so much for putting this together. This is exactly what we were trying to facilitate here at Everything EHCU. Campers have been great. A shout out to Zach. You were the one that kind of put this together. You did a really, really good job making this happen. Enchanted Hills Camp thanks you, and so does Everything EHC Podcast. Are you a first-time camper here?
Yes.
And what did you think about it?
I really liked EHC. They've been very open, and I have had a lot of fun here. It's awesome.
Good. You're going to come back?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. And thank you to the rest of the campers for participating in this little project we did here. Thank you, Jenny. And you've been listening to Everything EHC. We hope you learned something today from these campers here at the 2017 Teen Camp. And thank you for listening. Tune in soon. We have so much more on Everything EHC. Woohoo!